He'll talk to you as much as he can because he loves you. But if you put him second place, third place, or no place, you go through life and begging and riding on somebody else and hoping somebody help you. But you really never live a life full of joy and victory and power. Because every crisis, every challenge come along, you start whining. Yeah, you will. Anything that don't go your flesh way, you start griping and whining. Why are you holding church so long? You go out to the club, you ain't got no business in it unless you witness somebody, and can't get you out. But you want to leave this building before you get here. And that's not a put down, that's just the truth. Because you got your desires and your attention on the wrong thing, because you think your flesh got you fooled, make you think this is life, child. But when the crisis hit, what happened then? Ding. Can y'all pray for me? I had the prayer line going all the time. You ain't want to call it. Come on. But you up in the club having yourself a good time. But what I'm trying to teach you, if you want life, you're not going to find it in the club. Oh, it'll please you. It'll thrill you for a little while. But the after effect, what you can't take. Hallelujah. But when you get faith and you fall in love with Jesus, fall in love with God, become hungry for the word of God, you say, oh my God, this is what I've been looking for. It thrills your spirit, it blesses your soul, and it causes your body to be full of energy. And you can run through a troop and leap over a wall, then run through another one if it get in your way. You're better than that little bunny. They said just keep going and going and going and going and going. No, you keep going and going and going and you're going, you keep going and going and going. Can't stop you. Hallelujah. But how do I build this faith? How do I get it in me like this? Can I go call Matlock and see what he's doing? He might tell me. Maybe I just turn his program on and Matlock gonna teach me some faith. How do I get this faith? Where does it come from? Why do I avoid the word? Why don't I have enough time? Why do I get so tired when somebody bring up the word? That was a good question, isn't it? But when trouble come, we want the answer. When you should have had the answer before trouble showed up. And so when the devil show up, you can tell him the word is working mightily in me. And he said, you going down? I said, no, I can't go down. I'm too busy going over. I'm too busy going over because the greater one is on the inside of me. Hallelujah. God never told us that we wouldn't be challenged. That's why he wants to understand faith. How did I get it? So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Where did it come from? But what says it? The word is nigh thee, as the word is. But I keep moving away from it. The word is Navi in thy mouth. I'm going to talk about my trouble. I'm going to talk about my trouble, sorrow. But the word is Navi. How hard is it to say I'm more than a conqueror? Rather than saying I can't help it. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know why? You know why it's hard, easy to say, I don't know what I'm going to do? Because ain't no word in there to tell you what to do. When you put that word in, you want to say. And you say, shut up, flesh. Be quiet, mind, because this is what I'm going to do. This is how it is. This is how I'm going to come out. I'm a winner. I refuse to lose. Because I'm doing what it takes not to lose. Hallelujah. So faith comes by hearing. That's Romans 10:17. See how we're doing. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. That I gotta hear what God say to the place or to what God says until it become my saying. God says I'm healed. God says I'm strong. God says I'm rich. God says I'm righteous. God says I'm more than a conqueror. God says greater than he that's in me than he that's in the world. Then it become my saying. I say. Remember, he gave you his faith. Keep that in mind. He gave you his faith so you could do with his faith what he did with his faith. Did y'all hear what I just said? He created this world to give you everything you need. He created this world to serve you. He gave you your faith so your faith will serve you. Your faith will get you what you need, what you want, what you desire, and what makes you happy. God didn't create you to be sad, broke, busted, and disgusted. He didn't create you to be downtrodden, overrun, and mashed down, and messed up. He created you to reign in life. Hallelujah. Because we've been made kings and priests under God. Not doom and gloom, not down and out, not miserable and suffering, but full of joy. Hallelujah. When trouble all around us, we got joy.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is my strength.